Embracing Homosexuality in the Rabbinate. Today, in the year 2010, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender Jews are fully accepted in all aspects of Reform Jewish life. Same-sex couples can be married on the bima in synagogue, and temple documents refer to parents and spouses rather than mothers and fathers or husbands and wives. Openly gay and lesbian rabbis serve congregations all over the country, and the first openly transgender rabbinical student was accepted into Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, the Reform Seminary, in 2003. The Reform movement prides itself on its openness and inclusivity, and does its best to make every Jew feel welcome, regardless of their sexual identity or orientation. However, this inclusivity was not always the norm. In 1977, the Central Conference of American Rabbis, or CCAR, passed a resolution that openly supported civil liberties for all people, including gays and lesbians. Yet, by the late 1980s, the movement was awash in controversy. Was sexual orientation a choice or something intrinsic to one's nature? Should and would gays and lesbians be accepted in mainline congregations? Or should they instead seek to form outreach congregations, separate from the larger Jewish community? Last, but certainly not least, what should the movement do considering the issue of rabbinic ordination? Many in the CCAR thought that gays and lesbians should not be ordained as rabbis, while many others were equally vocal who held the opposite point of view. Facing an urgent need to make a decision on homosexual ordination, the CCAR convened an ad hoc committee on homosexuality in the rabbinate in 1986. Chaired by Rabbi Selig Salkowitz, a congregational rabbi in New York, the committee met for 4 years and was dedicated to conducting surveys, holding workshops and information gathering sessions, and studying the perceived Jewish reaction to the possible ordination of gay and lesbian rabbis by the Reform movement. At the end of their work in 1990, the committee recommended to the CCAR that gay and lesbian rabbis do be accepted for ordination at HUC. The resolution was adopted soon after and became a movement-wide policy. Reaching this landmark decision was not easy. The members of the committee underwent intense emotional and intellectual struggles, and they welcomed input on the process from rabbis nationwide. Of the multiple letters received by the committee, only a few were negative. The majority was at least appreciative of the committee's efforts, and most felt strongly that gays and lesbians should, in fact, be ordained in this new modern era. The reasons why were varied, but almost every supporter wrote that Reform Judaism's inclusive stance on civil rights should be the most influential factor in making a final decision. One such contribution came from a congregational rabbi in Illinois, whose letter to Rabbi Peter S. Noble, a member of the committee, is today housed in the American Jewish Archives. On June 12, 1990, Rabbi Paul Gollum, then associate rabbi at North Shore Congregation Israel in Illinois, wrote to Rabbi Noble and the committee chair, Rabbi Selig Salkowitz. He began by thanking the committee for its willingness to hear from congregational rabbis all over the country, and for giving people the opportunity to make their voices heard. The first page of Gollum's 3-page missive explores nuances of the larger discussion which he ultimately dismisses as unimportant. Ordination of gays and lesbians, Gollum writes, is extremely dissimilar to the oft-compared issue of patrilineal descent, as well as being irrelevant to any discussion of sexual morality. Homosexual Jews are Jews, he states, no questions asked, and the movement's belief in civil rights, as well as a wish for lack of discrimination, should lead it toward including leaders of any sexual orientation. The real problem at hand, Gollum believes, is strategy among our Jewish peers. How can the Reform movement ordain gay and lesbian rabbis and still continue its fruitful collegial relationship with other Jewish denominations. Golem states, "Reform Judaism, as a major, authentic, and popular expression of contemporary Jewish attitudes, is capable of including homosexual men and women in the life and leadership of Jewry. Neither conservative nor Orthodox Judaism, also major, popular, and authentic, etc., are currently prepared to make this offer. That is their right, and that is their loss." That said, Golem believes that Reform leaders must meet with the leaders of other movements in order to make it clear that, quote, "the inclusion of homosexuals in Reform Jewish life is not an attack on Orthodox sensibilities or their understanding of halakha. Reform Judaism does not wish for its endorsement of gay and lesbian ordination to become a move that is decisive. On the contrary, it should be understood that the imminent change would be based upon compassion and respect for all people." The questions raised within Golem's letter, and the obvious care with which he wrote it, typifies the discussions that arose in the meetings of the Committee on Homosexuality in the Rabbinate. It neatly summarizes the concerns of committee members as well as those of the larger community, and it clearly portrays both the investment and the passion felt by the entire Reform movement as they addressed this important and controversial issue.